In a rural community in central Wisconsin with a mysterious past, there's a shocking murder.
And at the forefront of the effort to solve the crime, the victim's ghost.
That's the premise of a new supernatural mystery novel by a Wisconsin author.
Madison-based writer Isabel Spotts is the creator and narrator of the audio dramas Night Faces and Middle West. Her debut novel is out next month. It's called Saint Delilah. Isabel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Before we get to the story, I want to meet your setting, West Sal, Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about the community that this story is based in.
It's definitely based on my hometown, or I would say loosely based on my hometown, which is Nisida, Wisconsin, where I grew up, which has quite a bit of its own lore. And I kind of made changes in the story, but it's very much so based on my hometown.
Yeah, and this West Sal has some lore. A lot of the main characters moved there because of a legend of a miracle, a sighting there. What is that story?
Yeah, so it's the sighting of the Virgin Mary. And in the 1950s, there was a big pilgrimage there. And the people who originally moved there believe that if they drink the water, that they will be welcomed into heaven.
Now, how much did you use Nisida and other communities in Wisconsin to kind of say, okay, this is how I'm visualizing this downtown or this landscape or this forest?
Definitely. I would say, like, kind of the natural aspect of it is very, very close to my hometown, which is beautiful. There are so many beautiful areas in Wisconsin and in central and northern Wisconsin that I kind of drew from. But the town itself is fictional. That's very much out of my own mind, yeah.
Now, that's the place. The people, two women, are at the center of this story. Delilah, this isn't a spoiler. She's dead.
Yep.
She's a ghost participating in the story. And Magda, and I love the line, Magda wasn't a witch, but she had her ways.
Yes,
tell
yes,
us about
absolutely.
Magda and Delilah.
Yeah, so Delilah is, you know, she's the heart of the story. She is, I based everything around her. I really wanted to subvert the dead girl trope. Mm-hmm. We have so many stories where at the beginning of the story, we have this body of this woman, and we never really get to know her. We just kind of investigate her. And I wanted the story to be about her. I wanted it to be from her point of view. And so that's kind of how she was born. Magda, my pronunciation is Magda. I based her a lot off of my grandmother and great-grandmother. So she is like a very sassy, cool lady. But she's also like a lot of women I feel like I knew growing up, except for maybe the witchy ways.
And that idea of taking this, we've all seen the TV shows and the books and the movies, and there's a beautiful young woman found brutally murdered. And this very much changes it, and we very much understand this from Delilah's perspective, even as a ghost. Why was it important to you to tackle that? Because I think we've all seen that story so many times.
Yeah, I just felt like it was a story I wanted to tell because I wanted to hear that story. I wanted to take that back. There's so many times when you read that or you're watching it in a film that I myself would say, what about her? Like, I want to know her story. That seems to be the most interesting. But I always felt that we kind of would come to her from a place of judgment, mm-hmm. Even if we don't mean to. Like, I think oftentimes, like, when you hear something like Delilah's a dancer, when you hear that, you're like, you make this mental note like, oh, that's why this happened. And I wanted us to see her for who she really was.
Now, a great moment for me, another twist on my expectations. Magda, right, she delves in the supernatural in many ways. And she comes up to the sheriff and talks about how she wants to take over this investigation. And I know what happens in your normal story. Butt out, lady, none of your mumbo jumbo. Well, the sheriff respects her and reluctantly goes in. You have a lot of, I think, twists on what I would expect in a mystery type story, a supernatural story.
Yeah, I think that I wanted the women in this story to be respected and revered. And, you know, Magda, she's earned everything mm-hmm. that she does. She has earned it. And so, yeah, that is a point in the story where you could say, this isn't believable. Would this sheriff really do this? And it's like, if you knew Magda, yeah, he would. Also, you know, there is a little bit of that trope there of will this girl even be missed? You know, and so of the small town crime that doesn't get solved, that the local sheriff wouldn't be able to solve on his own, or maybe wouldn't have the manpower for, because, you know, nobody really cares.
There's definitely a supernatural element, right? Your main character is a ghost.
Yes.
And when you do that in fiction, you're establishing your rules for how ghosts work. Tell us a little bit about how ghosts work in your world here.
Yeah. So West Sal is a very haunted town. I don't know that you ever really know why. There's supposed to be this feeling in the story that all the superstitions that you've ever heard or that have been told to you, that they actually are true. That's kind of what I was going off of, but they don't exist for everyone. You know, you would have to have a sensitivity, or you'd have to have some way into it to see these other things. And so Delilah is a ghost. There are other ghosts in the story as well, but she also is at risk of becoming a poltergeist. And that is because, you know, when she died, the violence of her death kind of kept her in this in-between. And the longer she stays there, there are these creatures that threaten to turn her into a poltergeist.
And I love that element, because there's a ticking clock that it's not just can she help solve her own murder, it's can she resolve this in time before these horrific ghostly entities do even worse stuff to her.
Yeah, and that was kind of part of the lore of the town, too, is to find a way to, you know, describe how ghosts become poltergeist, or how like a spirit may go from just being, you know, this grief-ridden entity to something darker. Or, you know, for Delilah, it was important that she's carrying anger, but we want to resolve that anger too.
Madison author Isabel Spatz is with us talking about her new book, Saint Delilah. Now, this novel grew out of your dramatic podcast that was called Night Faces. It isn't just, I've listened, you're not just transcribing, it doesn't work that way. What was the process like moving from an audio storytelling format to the printed page?
It was interesting. I think that there is an element with audio dramas where I didn't have to, like the writing itself, I could get away with a little bit more because I knew I could deliver it. And so I wouldn't necessarily have to write this incredibly emotional scene. I could rely on the way I was going to tell it and say it, you know, and the music, too. That was such a huge part of it. And then when I, you know, turned it into a novel, I had to go back into those scenes, and many of which, I mean, I would say the novel is very different, but you're kind of having to put a different level of heart into the writing itself to really bring forth those emotionals.
I'll go with emotionals.
Okay. Yeah, to bring forth the emotion that you want in the story.
That sounds challenging, though, because as you say, if I'm doing it out loud, I'm okay,
yeah.
Right? How do you convey that emotion differently when you know, you know, it's in Rob's head, how he's reading the delivery as opposed to your voice with that delivery.
Yeah, I mean, the voice was a crutch for the audio drama. Absolutely was. I would say the voice and the music, it made it so sad and so emotional, or it made the really heavy-hitting part so heavy-hitting. And, you know, luckily, I love writing and I love prose. And so I had a lot of fun, you know, turning it into a novel and spending more time in those parts and really having to draw out a lot of interiority and, you know, make it so we could really, really experience what those characters were feeling.
Well, and then you've got the advantage in a novel, of course, internal monologue that's easier to convey than in the audio format.
Absolutely. I would say in the audio format that, and I love to write an internal monologue, love it. And so in the audio format, I would have to kind of back away from that a little bit. And in the book, it's 100% there.
Now, you've got the two audio podcast dramas behind you. Now this debut novel, what are you tackling next?
Well, I have a second book with my publisher that I'm working on now. It's hush hush because it's not released yet. And then I think it's novels going forward.
As a radio guy, I mean, I love the audio format. Would you think about going back to that for a future project?
100%. In this current moment, no, just because I don't have the time with all the writing I'm doing. But I do talk, since my husband and I did the projects together, I talk to him about it a lot because it was just fun. It was really fun. I mean, we were out in the woods, you know, recording monster noises. I mean, that was just hilarious and fun.
Isabel, thank you so much for sharing the story with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That was Madison-based author Isabel Spots. We've been talking about her debut novel coming out next month. It's called Saint Delilah. She'll appear at a book launch on August 11th at Room of One's Own Bookstore in Madison.